KSL News Time 6:19. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Three times more eyes on the road. Heather Kelly, get us started.
Well, we are looking at a couple of crashes now. The first one is on 5600 West. It's heading northbound as you try to go eastbound 201 freeway. That is the car spun out, actually, and so it's kind of sideways on the ramp. Everybody's got to move to the left. And then there's a report of another crash on the west side belt just right at the I-80 West interchange. I haven't been able to see that one on the cameras yet, but you definitely need to still use caution on these roads. They're still very slick all across the valleys. Eric?
Making your way over to the freeway in Utah County, no problem. The feeders are looking good. For instance, 1400 North down Springville, all the way up to Pioneer Crossing, heading over from Saratoga Springs to American Fork. We do have a little bit of eastbound slowing on University Parkway in Orem. This is right at Main Street. But I-15 is looking good throughout the whole stretch in Utah County. Lynn?
In Davis County, seeing the snowflakes fall lightly in Layton and Clearfield and other areas, but it's still a little bit wet on the roads, but light traffic helping for a good drive this morning. We are hearing reports of a crash on Legacy Parkway near the 500 South exit in Woods Cross, so we're keeping an eye on that. Save thousands during the Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.